For one to find paradise, one does not need to go looking on the beaches or out to the seas or the tropical islands that inhabit this land. For paradise can be found not just within one's mind or through visual contact like through eyes, but as many often describe, can be found through the huts. Those parts of man that are left inside and are always seen, although many will hold their heart on their sleeve and do a good turn to many without want, without need, without expectations of receiving back. But as you know, this self-sacrificial way of thinking, this way of living, this way of being, is not easy to come by many. Such a shame, such a sadness that inhabits this land. For if man really wanted to move forward, for if man really wanted to stay on that narrow track that leads from progression to progression, then all that's needed is a clear conscience and an open heart. Two attributes that many simply do not have the time to conquer. We simply have to go back to the lands of the West, to the lands of America, if we remember those native Indians that resided there. A simple people with want of nothing. But if we remember their compassion and their comparison with the world of nature, that a clear head and an open heart was all that was required. How sad, how very sad that world was changed. Not by man's progression, you understand, but by the material progression that man was so highly sorting. And yet we all strive for that perfection and forget that misconception and imperfection are just as easily obtained and easily rewardable. I started by talking about paradise. Paradise. It summons up images for all of you. For some, it may simply be a white sandy beach and lazy days under the sun. For many, it should be a land of peace, a land of compassion, a land of tolerance, a land of love, whose emotions that are so hidden from this world. I understand that for many, they simply listen to these words and think, these are repeated words. I've heard these words before, I've been taught these, I've been preached these. My answer to that is, if you've heard these words before, what can be done to make sure these words turn into actions? From simple thoughts? One does not need to plan. One does not need to calculate, to measure. One simply has to do. You have the tools. You have the knowledge. For some, you may have weary hearts, but there was no fatigue in compassion. Reminded of the many men that manipulate the emotions of man. The change that ever eternal love into hate, despair. These negative emotions, the energy needed to create these negative emotions could easily be channeled in the correct direction. We're not saying that man simply needs to wear a halo. We are not saying that man has to be godly, saintly. We are saying that one deed will create such a difference, will create such a vibration of energy that linked throughout the world will make a difference and a benefit to all of mankind. To see such a world of destruction, of organized chaos, it makes the heart feel very weary. And yet still, we need to remember that man is a tender being, with the strengths and the weaknesses deservable. As you know, free will is a powerful and important attribute for man to have. Sometimes it's not just the knowing that is needed. It's the belief. It's the ability to trust in one's own soul that will take man through this great transition of change. If man can conquer that belief of the world being flat, and then yearn to understand and to develop that spirituality, that growth from within, he will come to comprehend that a world of peace and a world of light and a world of love has better prospects than an ever closer world of darkness. The choices that man has to make. We can inspire, we can help, we can guide. But these are your lessons to learn.